From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkey's foreign minister says officials from the foreign ministry and military are going to Russia Wednesday to discuss potential solutions to the conflict in Syria. The announcement comes a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin said he would work toward restoring full relations with Turkey. Putin's comment came after meeting Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan in St. Petersburg. The two agreed to meet later to seek a common ground over how to resolve the crisis in Syria. Turkey and Russia support opposing sides in the Syrian civil war. The Zika virus is being blamed for the death of a newborn in the southwestern U.S. state of Texas after her mother traveled to El Salvador while pregnant. This was the second Zika-related death in the United States. U.S. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton is urging lawmakers to make additional funding available to fight Zika. She spoke in Miami, Florida on Tuesday, where four new cases of the Zika virus, suspected to have been spread by mosquitoes, have been reported.
But we also need to get more resources and treat this as the public health challenge that it is. And that means we've got to have the funds that can then trickle down, Mayor, to the county here, can trickle down to the health center here, that everybody can be working together to combat and prevent the spread of Zika.
Clinton is urging Republican leaders to immediately call the House of Representatives into special session and pass a bill funding the fight against Zika. The Senate has already passed a Zika funding measure, but the House recessed before it could be passed and reach a compromise with the Senate on a final bill. This is VOA News. The U.S. Department of Justice says the police department in the eastern city of Baltimore, Maryland, shows a pattern of illegal stops, searches, arrests, and use of excessive force, particularly against the city's African-American population. Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake requested the inquiry earlier this year.
The findings are challenging to hear. But let me be clear. I never sugarcoat our problem, nor will I run away from our most pressing challenges. The report identifies specific problems in the department, but the transparency of the report offers a crucial foundation if we are going to move forward.
Concerns about policing in Baltimore came under greater focus following a record number of homicides last year and the high-profile death of an African-American man while he was being transported in a police van. Investigators found several officers did not understand the law, believing that people standing in front of a business or vacant lot were considered loitering or trespassing. The Department of Justice also said the police department needs adequate staffing. Prosecutors in Kenya on Wednesday urged a judge to deny bond for a British national charged with trafficking nearly 100 kilograms of cocaine, citing he is a flight risk. The drugs were seized last week by Kenyan police and the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency officials in containers sent from Brazil, supposedly carrying sugar destined for Uganda. The seizure was a rare one in Kenya, which the U.N. and the U.S. say has become a cocaine distribution hub in recent years. The judge says he will decide on Friday if bail will be granted or not. The United Nations is warning millions of people in the Syrian city of Aleppo facing critical circumstances because of the fighting and the lack of humanitarian aid. Here now from a spokesperson with the UN Office of the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
Our concern today is really for the entire city, east or west, and the suburbs of Aleppo, where we have up to 2 million people who may be cut off from water and electricity. It's critical. As we heard, temperatures are very high. And with such a density of people, the health risks are enormous.
UN agencies have repeatedly called for weekly 48-hour humanitarian pauses to provide desperately needed aid to Aleppo's residents and evacuate them, but these have not materialized. For details on these stories and much more news, you can log on to voanews.com. I am Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.